Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary and grandmother to three autistic children. Today we're introducing the idea of grounding. Grounding is the practice of bringing yourself back to the present moment, reconnecting with your body, and creating a sense of security within yourself. It's about feeling rooted rather than being swept away by stress, anxiety, or overwhelm. Think of a tree. Its branches sway and move with the wind, but its roots keep it strong and steady. Grounding helps you develop those deep inner roots so that even when life is chaotic, you don't feel like you're being pulled in every direction. Grounding has roots in both ancient traditions and modern science. Across cultures and philosophies, the idea of connecting to the earth for balance, stability, and healing has been present for centuries. Many indigenous cultures emphasize a deep connection with the earth. Walking barefoot, sitting on the ground, and honoring nature are seen as ways to stay balanced and connected to life's rhythms. In yoga and traditional Chinese medicine, grounding is linked to the root chakra, which represents stability, safety, and connection to the physical world. Qigong and Tai Chi also incorporate grounding movements to balance energy. In modern science, the idea that physically connecting with the earth, walking barefoot, touching natural surfaces can reduce inflammation, improve sleep, and lower stress has been studied in recent years. Some researchers suggest this happens because of the Earth's natural electrical charge interacting with our bodies. While the language around grounding has evolved, the core idea remains the same: stability, connection, and presence. Whether through physical contact with the earth, mindful breathing, or self-awareness techniques, grounding continues to be a valuable practice for calming the mind and strengthening overall well-being. When stress takes over, grounding can calm the nervous system and bring clarity. It helps prevent emotional exhaustion by giving you a moment of pause. It strengthens self-awareness, making it easier to recognize when you need a break. It allows you to respond instead of react, especially in emotionally charged situations. It creates a sense of safety within yourself, even in uncertain moments. Grounding can be physical, mental, or emotional. The key is to find what works for you. For physical grounding, feel your feet on the floor, press them down, notice the contact, the weight, the steadiness. Maybe hold onto something solid, like a chair or a smooth stone, and focus on its texture. For mental grounding, before bedtime, instead of carrying stress into sleep, take a slow breath and remind yourself, I have done enough for today. I am enough. For emotional grounding, When feeling emotionally overwhelmed, write down worries on a piece of paper and place it outside the room in a drawer or a box. This acknowledges the worries and allows the mind to let go so that you can take a break from the emotions. Grounding is a simple but powerful tool. It's not about removing stress completely, but about finding your own sense of steadiness within it. For more examples of how to incorporate well-being into your day, you can download my free self-care to-do list from my website, diversewellbeing.ie. Grounding is about choosing to connect to your own presence, to the stability within you and to the world around you, so that no matter how much is being asked of you, you have something steady to return to. Thank you for joining me here today. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.